Thank you for joining Dayspring Christian Church today. Our aim is to share the transforming love and power of Jesus Christ. Please enjoy a Sunday sermon already in progress.
Second Kings chapter 4, verse 23. I'm going to read, and I'm going to be reading from the NIV version. One day, Elisha went to Shunem, and a well-to-do woman was there who urged him to stay for a meal. So whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat. She said to her husband, "I know that this man who often comes our way is a holy man of God. Let's make a small room on the roof and put in it a bed and a table, a chair, and a lamp for him. Then he can stay there whenever he comes to us." One day when Elisha came, he went up to his room and lay down there. He said to his servant Gehazi, "Call the Shunammite." So he called her, and she stood before him. Elisha said to him, "Tell her, you have gone to all this trouble for us. Now what can be done for you? Can we speak on your behalf to the king or the commander of the army?" She replied, "I have a home among my own people." "What can be done for her?" Elisha asked. Gehazi said, "She has no son and her husband is old." Then Elisha said, "Call her." So he called her and she stood in the doorway. "About this time next year," Elisha said, "you will hold a son in your arms." "No, my lord," she objected. "Please, man of God, don't mislead your servant." But the woman became pregnant. And the next year, about the same time, she gave birth to a son, just as Elisha had told her. The child grew, and one day he went out to his father, who was with the reapers. He said to his father, "My head, my head." His father told his servant, "Carry him to his mother." After the servant had lifted him up and carried him to his mother, the boy sat on her lap until noon, and then he died. She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, then shut the door and went out. She called her servant and said, "Please send me one of the servants and a donkey so I can go to the man of God quickly and return." "Why go to him today?" he asked. "It's not the new moon or Sabbath." "That's all right," she said. And one translation says, "All is well," was her response. All is well. And for those who are note takers like myself, the simple word that the Lord has me to share with you this afternoon, all is well.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. All is well.
Thank you, Lord.
So, as was mentioned before, I am a proud mother of three amazingly wonderful, beautiful children, one teenage daughter, Kiva, and two sons, Kenan and Kaden. I'm honored that the Lord has chosen me to be their mother and to teach them, to train them how to know, love, and to serve the Lord. It's such a privilege and an honor to be able to seek and to pray God's will over their lives. Now, it's been said, and like all mothers in this room, they can agree that if you have more than one children, you know that not all of them are the same. Christopher and I recognized that early with one of our children. While I won't mention any particular name, this particular child, he's a little bit more emotional than his other siblings. And while I didn't mention any names, now you know that I'm talking about one of my sons. So there. So he's smart, he's funny, he's kind, he's loving. But when he gets upset, Jesus, take the wheel and take it over. But when he's excited, Jesus, take the wheel and take me over. He goes from one extreme to the next. There's this thing that he and I have between us that I give him a succession of kisses. I kiss him, kiss him, kiss him. And I give him lots of hugs. And when I release him from the embrace, he just collapses to the floor. So extra, so dramatic. So we remind him, you know, when situations happen and there are challenges that you face, to just stay calm We encourage them to count backwards from 1 to 10 and pray and just stay calm, because we want to teach him how to handle his emotions. It's important that you learn how to handle your emotions. This particular passage of scripture tells us about this Shunammite woman who, as it was appear, was she was quite comfortable being hospitable to the man of God and to his servant, until they decided to flip the script on her. So as we read this, whenever the prophet and his servant comes into town, she would have them over and give them something very hospitable and kind. So they appreciated her kindness so much. They wanted to show how much they appreciated her. And they started to wonder, like, how can we be a blessing to you as much as you've been a blessing to us? So they started to ask her, like, what can we do? Can we talk to the king for you, the commander of the army? She says, no, I'm good. Now, God bless Gehazi. There's always one. He said, well, she's, you know, she has no son. And her husband, well, he old. And while I'm reading this, I'm like, did you want to tell them anything else while you're on her own there, Gehazi? Did you want to say anything else? Did you want to say, you know, she wears this, she lives in this kind of house? God bless him. I found it interesting, however, that they didn't acknowledge her response to their question. Instead, Gehazi answers for her. She has no son, and her husband is old. Verse 16 tells us that the prophet called her and tells her that about this time next year, you're going to be holding a son. Now, back up to verse 16, when they ask, can we talk to the commander? Can we talk on your behalf to somebody? She's like, no, I'm good. I'm home. I have a home.
Amen.
But this particular response was different. She said, please don't mislead me. And I thought it funny. I thought it interesting. I'm like, I wonder if she responded that way because the idea of not having a son was revealed, and it also exposed an area where it wasn't just childlessness, but insecurity as well. You're calling out the fact that there's something that is missing and lacking in me, that I was good, not really wanting and having it exposed. I was okay until you came here and exposed it. And God bless her. I'm thinking, you know, she has her husband and she's a caring wife, and, you know, they've not been able to produce seed and she's not been able to produce bear fruit in her womb, but this is not going to be a constant topic of dinner discussion.
Come on now.
Ouch. Don't go there. Don't put my business out there. And I'm reminded of Psalm 139, verse 3, and the latter part of it, where God says he is familiar with all of our ways. Gehazi was absolutely, undeniably correct. She has no son, and her husband is, in fact, old. And I'm sure she understood what her chances are of conception was at that time. I'm sure she understood. But he said, this time next year, you're going to be holding your son. She's like, no, please don't do this to me. I can't. We talked about emotions this weekend. I can't have you do this trigger. I can't have you raise my hopes and my expectations. I can't have you do this to me. But she became pregnant. I love that word, but it just automatically negates what was ever said before. But she became pregnant. Someone just shout out, say, but God.
But God.
The Bible puts it this way in Isaiah 55, verse 11. It says, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but. It will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. But God. But God, but God, but God. Mothers, I understand that among the many different things and roles that you have to do, you juggle so much. And I want to tell you today that God has placed a specific word over your life. And I understand that in all the juggling and the managing of your family, of your home, of job, of ministry and career, that you may somehow have forgotten about that word. And you may even think that, I don't know, that it's just dead. But God. Now please understand that when God declares a purpose over your life, get ready for the enemy to attack that particular word seed. Can I say that again? When God speaks a word over your life, be prepared for the enemy to attack that word seed. The Bible says in verse 18, the child had grown one day. The child had grown one day. He had grown up. But one day, however, as the child was out with his father, he started complaining about his head. And the father tells the servant to bring the child to his mother. Thank you, Pastor Jamie. The servant lifted up her son and carried him. The servant carried her son, and carried him to the mother where he sat on her lap. KJ, can you come here, please, my son? Come here. He sat on her lap. This is my thing three, I call him. All my children are named with K's. And sometimes when I can't remember which one I want, I'll just say, Wanola, come here, please. Wanola, just come here. Here is his mother. The servant brings her son to her. And he sits on her lap. Now, here's what the mother is not doing. She's not sitting there muted. I can just imagine her. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. I didn't ask for this seed, but you gave me this child. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 I call on you, Jesus, I call on you, Jesus, I call your name, Jesus. Jesus, heal my child, touch my child. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, baby. She calls and she cries out to God. The Bible says he died. Have you ever cried so hard?
Yes.
Have you ever called on the name of the Lord so hard? Come on, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My God, where are you? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah. Heal, save, and deliver. Jesus, won't you come through for me? Jesus, Jesus. But the thing that you're praying and asking God to do, it dies. It dies. Have you ever asked your God, like, seriously, God, where are you? Seriously, God? I was fine. I was good. Serving them, taking care of them, giving them their meal, and this. Really, God? I didn't ask you for this. But you gave me a promise. You gave me a word. You gave me a word. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So what I love about her, though, she gets up. She gets up. She goes. She lays her son down. She shuts the door. Thank you, baby. She shuts the door. She goes to her husband. I need to go see the prophet. Can you please get me a donkey? Wait a second. You just held your son in your lap. He died.
That's all right.
She gets up. She lays him down. Hey, babe. I need to go see Elijah. What? Why? It's not. What? All is well. All is well.
Yeah.
Pastor Jermaine, she says nothing to her husband about their only child who just died on her lap. She said nothing. No panic, no distress, no taking on her smartphone, no taking selfies, no doing a live IG, no trying to get followers. She says nothing. Can I tell you, Dayspring? Faith trumps feelings every time.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I'm trying to understand, how do you go from your son being dead in your arms, you get the resolve somehow, you get the mechanics moving in your legs to go over and to lay your son down, you get up, you go downstairs, you talk to your baby like nothing happened. Faith trumps your feelings every single time. Faith takes you from what is seen to what is unseen. Faith takes you from what is seen and unseen. Here's a dead child, but here is what I know, that he is the resurrection and the life. Here is what I know, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Here is what I know, but thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You are my glory.
Hallelujah!
My head. Here is what I know, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Here is what I know. Because you would think that her response would be different after losing a promise that she didn't even ask for in the first place. It's your faith in what God has said that will cause you to look at a dead situation and say, oh, is
well.
Yeah.
It'll be all right.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be all right.
Well.
Yeah.
My mother used to say, I know a man. I know a man from Galilee.
Yeah.
I know a man. I know a man. I know a man. All is well. All is well. All is well. When things don't go the way that you expect it, open up your mouth and prophesy and say, all is well. He says, life and death are in the power of your tongue, and you will eat the fruits thereof. All is well.
Yes.
All is well. All is well. Put your hand over your heart with me, Dayspring, and say, all is well. Put your hand over your mind and say, all is well. All is well. All is well. Sometimes we talk too much.
Yes.
Sometimes we talk too much and not enough to the one who loves us the most.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
And not enough
that's right.
to the one who loves us the most. All is well, Dayspring. All is well. God will allow situations to come into your life that will force you to confront what it is that you believe about Him. This pandemic, this lockdown forced you to believe. God, do I believe you when I'm not even able to go into church and dance and shout? Do I believe that you will never leave me nor forsake me? God will allow situations to come into your life because He is sovereign like that, to confront, do you believe me? Who do you say that I am?
That's right.
What will your answer be? I promise, I'm coming down, just now coming down. What you believe about God will be evidenced in your speech and by your actions. She said nothing to her husband that their only child had died. Not a single word. The only thing that she said was that all is well. All is well. The Bible puts it this way in Hebrews 11, verse 6, and without faith, it is impossible, Dayspring, to please him. For whoever comes to him, whoever draws near to God, must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seeks him. She's not screaming, she's not ranting, she's not running down the street saying, my child is dead, call 911. No, no theatrics, just a resolve in knowing that all is well. Amen. This Mother's Day, we're not just here to look cute. But today, I'm here to serve notice to the enemy on behalf of every mother in this house, to let him know that it doesn't matter what you try to throw our way. We're going to dig our heels in. We're going to look you straight in the eye and say, all is well. Over my children, all is well. Over my marriage, all is well. Over my finances, all is well. Over my health, all is well. You may have tried to take some things from me, but all is well. I'm raising a hallelujah. All is well. All is well. This Mother's Day, we're getting our spiritual fight back.
Yes.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're getting our fight back. All is well. All is well. Because we understand that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. But they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And we're going to pull down some strongholds. We're going to declare in the face of the enemy that all is well. All is well.
Yes, Lord.
All is well. All is well. I know we celebrated Easter just a few weeks ago, but I'm here to let you know that Jesus Christ, the resurrected King, he's in the room. And he wants to breathe life into everything that you once thought was dead. He is in the room. The outcome, her son was raised back to life. Because what you have to understand is we fight from a place of victory.
Right.
We fight from a place where the fight is already fixed. That's why we can say all is well. Right. All is well.
Yes.
All is well. And so in the same manner, Jesus Christ is here to breathe life over everything. It's not a shouting thing. It's just simple. All
is well.
Is well. Up and down your house. All is well. All is well. Open your cupboard doors. All is well. All is well. Open the fridge door. All is well. You look at the gas prices. All is well. All is well. We don't have to respond and behave the way the world does. All is well. This room, all is well. That's it. All is well. You say, Pastor Kimberly, I've been struggling. I hear you. I understand. Jesus, he was touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He understands what it means to be so in distress, to be so overwhelmed, that his tears became like sweat became like blood. But you're facing, you don't have to face it alone. All is well. All is well. It's simple. On the job, all is well. Your steps are ordered. All is well. He walks with you and he talks with you. All is well. All is well. Over your mind, over your emotions, all is well. end of the school year is coming. You're concerned about the report cards. All is well with your children. All is well. They're the head and not the tail. All is well. Above only and never beneath. All is well. All is well. Lumps and bumps on your body. Put your hand on your body and declare all is well. By his stripes you are healed, and he promises with long life he will satisfy you and show you his salvation. All is well. All is well. All is well. And in closing,